Rice said the Bush administration remains determined to hold a Middle East peace meeting before the end of the year. Speaking in Cairo, the Secretary of State said she made it clear to both the Israelis and the Palestinians that the United States expects them to meet their obligations under the Mideast peace plan known as the Roadmap.
There is a lot to be done here by all parties, and the one thing that I'm very certain is that the two principals here, Prime Minister Olmert and President Abbas, see this as a moment in which we might really be able to advance the two-state solution and lead to the establishment of a Palestinian state based on negotiations. That's where we're going to park our hopes and our dreams about this. But it's also on that basis that we're all going to put maximum effort into fulfilling all of our obligations.
Rice held talks in Cairo with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, the head of Egypt's intelligence service, and the foreign minister. Only a day earlier, Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abulghait talked about postponing the summit. Abulghait said the meeting in Maryland should only go forward when both sides are ready to hold real negotiations. But he also said his meeting with Secretary Rice renewed his trust and confidence.
We are encouraged because she says that she is determined and the President of the United States is determined to have a breakthrough during the remaining year of this administration. Then we have to believe them. I cannot doubt them.
The Egyptian foreign minister refused to elaborate on his earlier remarks in which he accused some unnamed elements in Israel of undermining U.S. efforts to produce a credible and binding agreement out of the meeting.
We have listened to so much emanating from Israel over the last few days, and we felt that there are certain quarrels amongst Israeli government who they were not very positive on her effort. And because of this, we cautioned such circles.
The international community is hoping the Annapolis meeting will reinvigorate the peace process, which has been stalled for nearly 7 years. Arab states have expressed skepticism that the meeting will produce anything. A recent poll commissioned by the Israeli newspaper Haaretz found that some 56% of Jewish Israelis do not believe the meeting will help bring peace. For all their agreement and optimism about the peace process, Rice and Abulghait made it clear that they differ when it comes to Egyptian domestic issues. The Secretary of State said she raised the issue of jailed opposition leader Ayman Nour and also expressed concern about the recent jail sentences for Egyptian journalists. It is unclear, however, whether the United States would apply any pressure on Egypt regarding human rights. Abulghait said flatly that Egypt will listen to such criticism, but it will not make any difference. He said the government will not interfere with the courts. The journalists who have been put on trial say the charges against them are politically motivated and aimed at silencing criticism of the government. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Cairo.